the baseball bat. Chapter 13, Creating Calm. On Monday, we started our last week of school. I was still focused on getting good grades. I wanted to finish the year strong. As I sat in class, I heard the loud, intermittent, annoying sound of the alert siren. The teacher instructed us to quickly line up, and she guided us to the hallway. She had us sit cross-legged against the wall with our hands folded behind the backs of our heads and our heads down in our lap. This was an uncomfortable position for me. I wasn't designed to bend this way. Why did we have to do this drill the last week of school? Maybe it was real. Maybe we were being bombed by the Soviet Union. I couldn't wait until Bobby Kennedy got to be president so he could end this Cold War. Maybe this was an earthquake or a tornado. A lot of thoughts ran through my head. Then the bell rang. It was over. It was just a drill. We had tests in all our subjects because it was the last week of school. The teacher had spread them out to have the test in English and social studies on Tuesday, with science and spelling and math on Wednesday. Thursday would just be the party. Of course, much of the conversation that day was about the game. Yes, the game. The 13-0 Tigers against the 7-6 Cardinals. Later in the fall, the Detroit Tigers ended up playing the St. Louis Cardinals in the World Series. But the game of the day was the Mustang League game I played in and got the winning hit. Everyone had their own version of the game. Will had a version in which he scored the winning run. Everyone on the team was able to celebrate the victory in his own way. It was just a Mustang League game, but for those of us on the Cardinals, it was a huge part of our lives. I saw Lori talking to Karen, and she looked up at me and said, "Tom, are you ready for the test?" I don't think I'm quite ready. It was such a wild weekend with the game. How are you going to study for the final test?" "Well, for English, you have to be able to determine all the parts of the sentences. If I were you, I would go over the practice sheets and try some sentences from the book. For social studies, just practice the state facts," she said. "I'll do my best." When I got home from school each day, I went to Carol's house and studied for the test until my mother got home. In class, I took my time and checked my work. The big game was over, but there was a new game called academics, and I wanted to win this game too. On Wednesday, we got our English test back. There were only two 100s, and when I turned my paper over, I'd gotten one of them. Then the teacher handed back the social studies test, and again there were two 100s. I turned mine over, and I had gotten a 90. I got confused on the state motto of Texas. I put, "With God, all things are possible." But that was the state motto of Ohio. The state motto in Texas is friendship. I got confused again by putting Indiana as the Christmas tree capital of the world, but it was Indiana County, Pennsylvania. Ah, how confusing. I didn't get too upset with my 90, but I wanted to do better in the future, so I decided I needed more time to study for social studies. I did wonder who got the 100s, but I never found out. I studied for the final three tests and tried to ace them. I ended up getting a 100 on the last spelling test, a 95 on the science test, and a 100 on the math test. I will never forget that the praying mantis flies like a hummingbird and not the moth, because that's the question I missed on the science test. The final grades would be mailed to us. I knew I would get an S, satisfactory, in art, music, and gym, because I gave a lot of effort in all three. Did I do well enough to get all A's this grading period? After we took our test on Wednesday, June 5th, our teacher reported to us that presidential candidate Bobby Kennedy had been shot and was in critical condition. I was sure Bobby Kennedy was going to win the presidency. I probably didn't have any sound political reason for this statement. I guess I was just thinking more about the presidency running and families. I remember seeing that he had just won the California primary. I remember watching some of his speeches, especially the one when he announced the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr. I decided that day it was unsafe to ever be president, so I would no longer have that dream. We got the word the next day that he had died. On Thursday was the end of the year party. This was more special for me than anyone else because I had missed it in third grade. We played games all day and ate cookies. It was fun. I loved playing all sorts of games, and I had that competitiveness about me. I watched as people said goodbye to each other for the summer and saw the sadness they felt. It was hard for me to understand. I felt happy that I wouldn't have to see many of these people again for a while, especially those who had crossed me. I took the bus home for the last time as a fourth grader. I was not going to miss riding the bus all summer either. I did think that for fifth grade, I would try harder to tolerate the bus because I had no other way of getting to school. I got home, checked in with Carol, and asked if I could go to the lake. I went down the hill and didn't see Gramp, so I went to the dock and sat in the chair that he had put out on the end of the dock. I sat there and it felt so peaceful. There weren't a lot of boats by, but I just sat there and watched the water and birds. After a little while, Gramps came out and walked to the dock. "Tommy boy! The wife had some things for me to do in the house, and I like to keep her happy." "Hi, Gramps." "Did you feel peaceful sitting in the chair looking out at the water?" "Gramps, this is about as peaceful as I can imagine. For me, this is true peace. And you know something, Tom? I can take this with me wherever I go." "Take it with you?" "Yes, I can create this scene in my mind whenever I need to. For instance, just now, my wife had me scrubbing the toilet, but in my mind, I was looking out at the lake, and the time went by faster." Instead of understanding the point, I couldn't help but laugh at the word toilet. Gramps continued, "In April, I started to get stressed when I was trying to figure out my taxes. So I decided to recreate the scene, and I was at peace. When I gave the grades out to my medical students, some of them got upset because they were expecting higher grades. Instead of letting this get to me, I recreated the scene looking out at the calm lake, and I felt calmness. Try it when you get home." "I will," said Tom with a smile. "But for now, I better take more of it in." I went back home and sat on the porch until my mom got home. When she came in the house, she asked me about the last day of school. We had dinner, and then we discussed the plans for the summer. She told me I would have to stay with my grandparents again for the summer. "What a disappointment," I started to whine. But Mom, I don't want to go to the city. There's nothing to do there. I want to be by the lake. I want to be home with my toys and my music." "Tom, you're only 10 years old. I cannot leave you alone." "I'm not going," I replied harshly. "Tom, your grandparents are expecting you tomorrow." I just sat and pouted. Finally, I decided to turn the television to watch the Thursday night ABC lineup of The Flying Nun, Bewitched, and That Girl. All these actresses were attractive, but there was something special about Sally Fields, the star of The Flying Nun. I remember when the show first came out, I thought it was about a flying nut because, well, I'm Protestant and I had never heard the word nun before. Soon, it was Friday morning, and I wasn't happy about having to go to the city. I went, but I hardly said a word to my mother. I didn't speak much to my grandparents either. Finally, my grandfather asked me about my last baseball game. I told him about hitting the game-winning Grand Slam home run, and it made me smile a little. My grandfather said, "So, it seems you really didn't want to come here today." I appreciate you having me, but I really enjoy being at the lake. Then I remembered what Gramps had told me. I could be on the end of the dock at any time in my mind, so I decided to try it. After about 5 minutes, I felt much better. I smiled and asked my grandfather how the Detroit Tigers were doing. We just beat Boston 3 out of 5. On Wednesday, Denny McLean got his 9th win of the year. They brought in veteran Eddie Matthews to bat for him. Eddie got a base hit. Since Eddie is getting old, the coach decided to use a pinch runner, and he decided on Mickey Lolage. I never thought I would see the day that Lolage would be used as a pinch runner. He is so fat. Tom, you could run faster than Lolage. The rest of the day went better, but I was happy when I finally got home.